Once again, a great time at Davison County 4-H Achievement Days in Mitchell. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490, visiting this time around with Talon Fenske. He's a two-year member of the Dakota Kids 4-H Club. Talon, thanks for visiting with us today. So how did you get started in 4-H?
We were doing a dog show, and the person who was a leader of a 4-H club my dad works with, and they kind of just got us involved with it.
And what are some of the projects you have here at Achievement Days?
So I have one that's like a memo board that you like stain some wood from a palette, and then you just take like a scrap piece of wood on the back and paint it white, and then you take... And then you spray paint chicken wire black. And then you can just take paper clips and put it on the chicken wire and do, like, photos on it.
So did you find plans for this somewhere, or is this something you came up with yourself?
Actually, my mom found it on Pinterest.
And so how long did it take to assemble the memo board?
Maybe 2 or 3 days.
Where did you find the materials?
So we actually went to a store and asked if we could have some palettes for free, and then also the rest of the stuff my dad pretty much had.
And how did that do with judging?
Good. I got a purple on that, and I also got a grand reserve on that.
And you also had another wood project. Tell us about that one.
Mm-hmm. So we had an extra piece of pallet wood, and we cut it down into 3 pieces, and we air nailed the pieces together. And then we just took a piece of twine and hung it and hot glued it on the back. And then you can also take paper clips and hang pictures on that.
And how did you do with that project?
I got purple on that as well.
2 purples. That's quite an accomplishment. I understand you've also been involved in the 4-H Special Foods Contest. What did you prepare this year?
I prepared some pizza.
Where did you come up with the recipe for the pizza?
My dad actually found it for us.
Please explain how the special food contest works.
So it's a lot more than just cooking a meal. You have to, when you have extra time, you'll set a place setting, and you have to get all that orders right because you're judged on that. And then also during it or at the end, they'll quiz you on nutrition facts, and you're also judged on those.
And how did you do with the special foods contest?
I got a purple on that.
Talon, you've been in for a couple of years now. Are there any other projects you're thinking about trying in the future?
I'd like to do some more wood projects. I just like using like power tools and stuff like that.
And I also understand that the Dakota Kids 4-H Club is involved in community projects as well. Tell us about those.
Yeah, we do community projects every month. So, like, if that's going to pick up trash at Cabela's or going to Love Feast and Serving, it just kind of all depends on what's open.
What's your favorite community service project?
Probably serving at Love Feast.
And one final question, Talon. If someone were to approach you and ask about your 4-H experience and saying why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
Well, you get to help your community and do projects and stuff that are really fun. And then also you get to show those projects at the state fair.
Talon Fenske with the Dakota Kids 4-H Club. We wish you all the best at Achievement Days.
Thank you.
And that's Talon Fenske of the Dakota Kids 4-H Club here at Davison County 4-H Achievement Days. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.